Jay-Z to me is, and I know y'all don't think I'm crazy, Jay-Z to me is an average MC. To me, I have never seen why people think that Jay-Z...
Dead in hip hop conversations.
Dead
in hip hop conversations. We're here with Night Wonder.
What's good,
homie? Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead in Hip Hop.
Insanity.
Be straight from the D. Bring you the latest on the hip hop minute. BK on the artist spotlight. And of course, the infamous Dead End Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
What's up? This beat coming at you for the Hip Hop Minute. This is a special Hip Hop Minute for myself because I got to bring Detroit on the map. Eminem bringing the Grammy home to the D, winning Best Hip Hop Album at the Grammys. Also, D12 is back on the mix now. I got a new mixtape dropping April 12th. Make sure y'all check out for that. D12 back on Detroit. We on the map, baby. Also, Black Milk confirmed release date for Random X, Guilty Simpson. That's Detroit 2 as well. Gotta represent, man. Coming out in May. We got Willie the Kid 2, The Fly. That's the mixtape is dropping out. Make sure y'all go cop that. Also, and then appreciate y'all for checking out part one of the episode, you know. So we got a BK part two interview coming up, and we also still got part two of three interview coming up, the Dead End Hip Hop Conversations. Also, check in deadendhiphop.com. Check the website. If you want to get media, video, check it. If you miss some exclusive clips from the past webisodes, check it out, Dead End Hip Hop.
Artist Spotlight.
So I know you've been asked this 3 billion times, but I gotta ask you again.
Okay.
Tell me about working with the legendary ODB.
ODB, man. Rest in peace, Russell, man. Yes, I miss you, Russell. He was a great dude. We were actually friends, you know what I mean? Like, my man Sean was really close with him. They're pretty much like best friends after Dirty came out of jail the last time. And, you know, as their friendship got closer, you know, we were tight. He's like an older brother type of figure to me, Sean. So he was always like, you know, Dirty was feeling your shit. Like, come to the crib. Dirty only lived very close to me, you know, at home in Brooklyn. So I said, oh, yeah, no doubt, you know, of course, you know, I'm gonna see the man, the legend, you know? And so we met up and we clicked and shit. We were just real cool and some cool shit. And, like, we hung out for a while, like a year and change, even more before. I didn't want to seem like, yo, man, let me get a chill, you know what I mean?
We're kind of
friends, you know? So I let it go. One day he was like, yo, Sean mentioned it to him. He was like, yo, why don't you drop on a joint with BK? We had this joint that Kanye's team produced, was Let Me Have It. So he was like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, like, no question, man, I got you, let's just do it. And he was so professional, and he's a great dude, and, like, yo, I'm real grateful to be able to work with someone like that, and be friends with him, more so friends with him than even the record, you know, he's a good dude, and I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about who he was as a person, you know, and he was a really great dude, and I miss you, Russell, and nothing really else to say about it.
Cannibals do, see you locked in a basement. I cut your fingers off, throwing back in opposite places. Type sick when I might grip. Shake your face with the same knife quick. You just got sliced with, you whine a lot. Find your cock, these biters jock. Even my writer's block, rap slash oracle. If I didn't want my pen to write, God would force it to. This is what I was born to do. With respect, your label exposes the whole venue. I'm losing, it's a million versus me. I always say I'm one in a million. Mind you, hold on me up. One by one, I'll kill him.
Especially as a writer, like, I won't listen to what's going on because I don't even want that to creep up in my brain the wrong way and, like, influence me into thinking that this is what's hip-hop. This is not hip-hop. It's bad rap music.
Who's in your depth right now?
It's rough. I don't really, you know, I try to keep it like, yo, I listen to, like, what I love, and I was, like, you know, Big L, Pung, Wu-Tang, you know, like, I listen to dope shit. Maybe I heard it before, but I'd rather listen to that. Then I can't listen to this shit. Like, I don't even, how about this? Like, I don't even want to fuck Nicki Minaj. Like, she makes me sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever that means. You know, it's almost like when you get to know somebody, like, they're prettier or they're uglier. You know what I mean?
What she's doing
makes her uglier to me. You know what I'm saying? She's got fat ass, but she's just nasty because her music is garbage. And any girl who's coming up who wants to be a hip-hop artist should not follow that. That shit is fucking trash. Right. You know? Go get, like, a Rakim album. You You know? It'll be good. You'll feel good about it after.
I feel that.
To all you artists and hip-hop heads out there, if you would like the opportunity to be featured on the show, simply join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We encourage any and all to participate as we build this community of hip-hop thinkers and activists.
But that's not always the case, though. It's okay if you go mainstream. Just keep your focus. You can make lots of money. You can be on MTV, but keep your focus. That's why I've always appreciated, I mean, I know this is cliche. That's all. I've always appreciated people like Mos Def or people like Kanye.
Yep.
Even though I'll go on record and say I am not the biggest Kanye fan. But I will always stand behind and say that I really respect everything he does because he has never, ever, ever changed. He does whatever the fuck he feels like.
Yep,
whether it's a rap album, R&B album, that dude could have a country album. He would not. He'll do it. If he feels like doing it, he's going to do it. You can go mainstream and just keep your focus. Now, if you were talking about this at this point, and then the second they throw some money at you, you're talking about this. I ain't got
So where does an artist evolve, so to speak? Because, you know, we all Ice-T went on Soulja Boy, but everybody seems to forget that Ice-T started off wearing boas and dark shaded glasses and doing party music before he started dressing all black and was on the album cover for the Power album. So I mean, who's to say that
evolution isn't always good, because we remember Kill at Will Ice-T and then we remember War and Peace Ice-T.
But how are we calling it evolution, though? It's like I'm saying evolution. The word is subjective. It's like what you might see as evolution, I see as de-evolution. You know, you could be evolving. That's fine, but you're not evolving if you're you know, grabbing onto what's already hot and doing the exact same thing everybody else is doing. That's not evolving to me. Evolving is I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna change the game right quick,
right.
And that's why I do appreciate Drake, even though I think he sucks. He sucks terribly. I respect him 110% because he came out and he changed shit quick. Off of one mixtape, that dude changed hip hop.
He did, yeah.
One mixtape. I think the mixtape is terrible, but I look at it and I'm like, man, I respect him. I respect him 110%.
He changed the musical landscape. Now that's what corporate, that's what they're going for. They're looking for those guys. That's why you think we got Wiz Khalifa right now. You know, they're looking for those type of guys because of Drake.
But Drake came out with the, in my opinion, Drake came out with the sole purpose of doing something completely different than what's already happening. And that's why I can respect it. That's what hip-hop is. That's what people were doing back then. They weren't trying to do what everybody in the world already doing.
Creative.
That's why when you listen to the radio back in the 80s, you had 13 different types of hip-hop on the same radio station. Now you flip it on,
the same shit every time.
It all sounds the same. It's just different lyrics and different beats. But the content is basically the same.
It's the same shit.
Lyrics aren't that different, honestly. To me, when I listen to hip-hop today, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a broken record.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think that's because if you hear your favorite MC, I'm gonna throw it out there, if you hear Jay-Z say, I'm gonna blueprint one more time, these other rappers coming up behind him say, well, he did it.
Yep.
Take these notes.
Yes, why you blueprint?
Yep.
But is he the blueprint?
He's the blueprint.
He gave you an outline. He gave you an outline of how.
He's not the first.
Hey, they modeled it and following the outline.
But that, man, you know
what? Not saying that it's good, but I mean, hey.
Jay-Z to me is. And I know y'all gonna think I'm crazy. Jay-Z to me is an average MC. To me, I have never seen why people think that Jay-Z is the best MC of all time.
My God.
I'm telling you, just like I don't see Lil Wayne as being the best MC in the world. But I just don't understand why. Just because somebody tells you I'm the best MC in the world, you believe it?
You don't think Jay-Z's dope?
Fuck out of here.
Let me tell you what happened with Jay-Z. He was just at the right place at the right time. That's what happened. When Biggie died, Tupac died, he was like the only one. Like, really just right there. And then he just stepped up and boom. That's when he blew up.
Jay-Z
got
guaranteed if Biggie was living, that dude.
Nah, it didn't happen like that.
If Biggie was living, Jay-Z would
be. He was at the right place at the right time.
He was. He got lucky. There was nobody else to battle him at that time.
But now he still can't rhyme, though?
No.
He's right.
He's still
black.
He's average to me, though. No, I don't think he's black at all. No, I think Jay-Z is an MC. I just don't think. I said average. I didn't say he was bad.
Oh, okay.
I can rock Jay-Z. But I'm not going to put Jay-Z on. I'm like, man, you're fucking sad. God damn it. God damn it.
I respect.
I respect.
He may start in my top
10.
But
hold on, because somebody told you he's the best.
No. Because I was listening to Jay before he became, you know, the blueprint. So
when he was still spitting.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we need to get some definitions then. Because I'm lost. Because I'm thinking when I think hip hop, I'm a little lost. So what are the definitions? What's rap and what's hip hop? So
rap is music. So hip hop is a lifestyle. I think that's the way it's always been. That's the way we should leave it. Anything can be hip hop. That's just the way I look at it. Hip hop is just a way of being to me. Like, you cannot look at somebody and say,
then why do we have hip hop music if it's a way of being?
To me, hip hop music can really be anything. It doesn't have to be rap. Like, that's what I was saying before. Erykah Badu, to me, is hip hop. Lauryn Hill is hip hop. But Erykah Badu ain't up there spitting bars.
Was Bobby Brown hip hop?
Bobby Brown is a hip hop motherfucker.
He was on that rap.
Bobby Brown is hip hop. But he's not a rapper. That's why it's called rappers. It's not called hip hoppers. It's called rappers. He probably could when he was high. I bet he could kick some flow. Shit. He probably loved some of that trap music. I started trap music. I started that shit.
All that shit.
Do y'all think like the mixtape game helped or it kind of hurt the hip hop? Because it's like, to me, it's like mixtapes are bigger than albums now.
I don't think it hurt hip hop. I think it hurt the sales.
Okay.
You know, but the whole thing about it is like people. I don't know if people gotta try harder or less hard to get hot.
Mixtapes are hotter than albums now.
No, they are. If the album is good, I think it hurt the game because now it's
everybody doing it.
You got a ton of mixtapes. You actually try to say, okay, well, which one do I want to listen to? It's just too much, man. How do you sort through the garbage?
It's cool.
It's like online demo. It's like online demo.
At least you just that's all they are. You ain't spending $15 of the money that you had to go deliver papers for. At least you just go and you click in a couple buttons and you got a garbage album just back into your trash can and call it a day.
Exactly.
But in the same sense, I feel that does hurt hip hop. In a small sense, I feel like it does hurt hip hop because a little bit because you have to try so much harder. Like these dudes that are actually putting out mixtapes that are good,
they might not get heard.
Exactly, because you have 3,000 mixtapes floating around. It's like, how do you figure out which one is good? You got to spend all day download MC Shoestring, you know, DJ Watermelon Seed just to get to the good shit, and it takes you forever.
Yeah, that's true, and I'm always looking for the next best thing. So for me, it's even more difficult because, you know, I, for one, have to listen to a whole album. I just can't. I got to listen to it in its totality, see what it has. Oh, so you're 30, you listen to it for 30
seconds. I can tell you four songs, and I know if he's in or not. Like, J. Cole, you put him in, and you can hear four songs. Boom. Yeah, you put Gucci Mane in, I hear one song. I'm like, oh, man, get this garbage out of here. I'm throwing it. Lil Wayne, I'm throwing it. I'm like, this is nothing. He rap about the same thing that everybody else talking about. And then you barely hear what he's saying. He can't talk. He sound like he got a cold when he started
rapping. I'm so glad he said that though. Hold on, I'm so glad he said that though because that's a prime example of what's fucked up with hip hop.
Yep.
Gucci Mane can talk. He's educated. You ever heard him talk in an interview?
Yeah, I've heard him.
You heard him in an interview?
Yeah, I read.
He can talk. He feels like he has to. Plies the same thing.
He feels like they have to sound like that
because that's what's hot. You have to sound like a damn fool to get a record deal.
Like I said, corporate.
No, that's them.
That's them selling out.
If they have to take responsibility, we cannot keep blaming the white
people. Yeah, but if
50-50 is what it is.
I think
so. So, okay, so.